I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The availability of telemental health services is transforming the way that care is provided for mental and emotional health problems. To talk about mental health services using technology such as smartphones, tablets, and computers is Dr. Christopher Pellick. He's a professor of psychiatry and also the medical director and associate dean of graduate medical education for telehealth at MUSC. Dr. Pellick, what sorts of mental health conditions or problems are being treated via telehealth?
Well, most psychiatric disorders and conditions are being treated. Everything from grieving, bereavement, to trauma-based care, to medication management, depression, to dementia, psychosis, bipolar disorder, PTSD, even ADHD.
Dr. Pellick, tell us how the logistics of this work. First of all, let's say there's just an individual person at home who needs some kind of mental health care, maybe anxiety, depression. How does this really work?
Yes, the way telehealth works is that the provider logs in either on a computer or a smartphone or tablet or screen on one end, and that would be a psychiatrist or psychologist or counselor. And then on the other end, the patient would also log into this secure website and on their tablet or device, and they would speak to one another in real time using video format so they could see each other, talk just like they would in a face-to-face appointment, and really receive most of the same types of treatments that we have for in-person care.
What are the advantages to the individual who needs mental health care?
In South Carolina particularly, most of our specialists in psychiatry and psychology are clustered in big cities, and many of our rural towns do not have access to therapists or psychiatrists. So one of the big benefits is that the patients or individuals could get access to doctors and psychologists they wouldn't otherwise have unless they drove for hours.
What are some of the telemental health programs that MUSC is involved in?
So we have several telemental health programs. A few that stand out that are worth mentioning include having psychiatrists and psychologists do interviews for individuals in primary care offices. So if it's an individual goes to their primary care doctor and the primary care doctor feels that they need to be seen by a specialist that's not available otherwise, they might have them, while they're in the doctor's office, see a psychiatrist or psychologist over the video format.
And that might happen right on the spot?
Right on the spot. And the benefit of having that available right on the spot is that many times people, when they're either in crisis or really need someone, there's not a delay in care and receiving that they would otherwise have if they went home and scheduled an appointment.
And other things that MUSC is involved in related to telemental health?
We do inpatient psychiatric consultations to rural hospitals on the medical and surgical floors, and even intensive care units. We also have some school-based services, both for younger individuals as well as we're starting a program to work with colleges and universities given the need for mental health care in graduate and undergraduate education.
Dr. Pellick, thanks for providing information about telemental health care.
Thanks. It was my pleasure.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.